Hi, friends. Welcome to Annie's Mini BFF Podcast. I'm your host and friend, Annie F. Downs. I'm so excited to be with each of you for a couple of minutes today to share a little story from one of my favorite books, the Bible. Y'all know this season of the podcast, we get to read from the part of the Bible called the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us all about Jesus's life when he was on earth. We read about his friendships, stories that Jesus told called parables, sacrifices Jesus made for us so we can be free, and meals that Jesus shared with the people he was around, and of course, the miracles he performed for so many. Thanks to our friends at Zonderkids, today we will be reading from the book, I Wonder. And for those of you who have a copy too, our story begins on page 162. So have you ever been playing a game outside or reading a book for hours on end and all of a sudden your tummy starts to grumble? You were just so caught up in your book or in all the fun and the games that you are having that you like completely forget to get something to eat. Well, one time Jesus was spending the whole day teaching. A whole lot of people were there, and a group of 5,000 people actually, to be exact, and they had loved hearing him teach so much that they forgot about dinner. And suddenly there were a lot of hungry people that Jesus needed to feed. Guess what, mini BFFs? Jesus did feed 5,000 people. I can't wait for you to hear how he did it. So, are you ready to get started with our story? Me too. This one is called The Hungry Crowd. Here we go. I wonder about the hungry crowd. The early morning sun rose high over the hillside where Jesus sat with his disciples and a huge crowd of people. Wherever Jesus went, a crowd followed. Everyone wanted to listen to him. The stories he told filled their hearts with peace and brought them closer to God. The little children ran up the hillside because they knew that Jesus loved them and they'd be able to sit on his lap as he talked about God. Those who were sick, those who couldn't walk properly, those who needed help, they all clamored up the hillside because they knew that Jesus would heal them. All day long, the people sat and listened to Jesus. His words were so wonderful that time passed quickly. No one thought about eating dinner because they were too interested in what Jesus had to say. But when the sun started to go down, they were hungry. Jesus turned to Philip and said, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Philip laughed. "Jesus," he said, "if I worked for 8 months, I still wouldn't have enough money to buy bread for this crowd. There's over 5,000. But Andrew had noticed a little boy who shyly stepped forward holding out his lunch. It was only 5 small loaves of bread and 2 tiny fish. "Are you willing to share?" Jesus asked the boy. The little boy nodded and watched in amazement as Jesus took the bread, broke it, thanked God, and began to pass his lunch around. The bread never ran out. The fish never ran out. More bread appeared, more fish appeared, until every single person on the hillside had as much as they wanted. The boy looked at Jesus. He couldn't believe it. Jesus had taken his little lunch and turned it into a mighty, miraculous meal. And every single person on the hillside went home, not just with their tummies full, but their hearts full as well. I wonder if I would have shared my lunch today. I wonder if the little boy remembered what had happened when he grew up. I wonder what would have happened if the boy had kept his lunch for himself. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for always finding a way to provide us with what you know we need. We are thankful for the way you fill our hearts and our tummies. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Oh my goodness, mini BFFs. Can you believe that Jesus fed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? And there was even food left over. I love this story for 2 reasons. One, it shows us another miracle Jesus did. I mean, being able to feed 5,000 hungry people is a miracle. And two, I love that he used the basket of bread and fish from a little boy in the crowd to help him feed everyone. Using a kid to help him feels like a big reminder for you, mini BFFs. Your role in sharing the story of Jesus is very important. Please don't ever forget that. Okay, so if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you may have heard me ask this before, but you know we always love when you draw a picture to go with each story. So for today's drawing, can you draw me a picture of a basket with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish in it? We have a really fun Journey Through the Gospels guidebook that you can also download over at shopanniefdowns.com. It is packed with lots of activities to go along with this season of podcast episodes, including a page for you to color the drawing for each episode. And if you draw it, I want to see it. So get your grown-up to post and tag Mini BFF Club on Instagram. If you love the story we read today, it actually comes from a whole book of Bible stories in the I Wonder Bible. Like I said earlier, we've teamed up with Zonder Kids this season and are reading stories from 3 different storybook Bibles: the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible, the Jesus Storybook Bible, and I Wonder. To grab your own copy of these books, just go to faithgateway.com and use the code AD20 for an extra 20% off. We're going to be using all 3 books this season to help us grow in our friendship with Jesus. So get your copies. Mini BFFs, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am always so happy to have you here with us. Remember, be kind to your grown-ups, your teachers, and your friends. And I will see you next time. And hey, grown-ups, if you want to dive deeper into today's story from the I Wonder Bible, you can read about it in John 6, 1 through 13 in the Bible. Bye, mini BFFs. Love you, mean it.